Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A forbidden fruit. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In a New York Post poll from 2019, America's favorite vegetables were ranked as corn, potatoes, carrots, and tomatoes. Which isn't surprising, I suppose, as most of these aren't even technically considered vegetables, especially not the tomato, which is technically a fruit. But the wildest thing about this poll is that until 50, 100 years ago, the tomato was widely considered to be dangerously poisonous, a toxic plant that would only result in a most certain death. So how did the tomato go from being what Europeans called the poison apple to being one of America's top-ranking vegetables? The answer is short, but also complicated. Let's get into it. According to Smithsonian Magazine, tomatoes are native to Mesoamerica, their seeds introduced to Europe by Spanish conquistadors returning to Spain in the 16th century. At first, the ripe, vibrant plant was purely ornamental because it was commonly thought that tomatoes belonged to the nightshade family of plants, which is true, and that they were also incredibly deadly, which is not true. John Gerard, a horticulturist whose widely read magazines published in England in 1597, dismissed tomatoes as poisonous and, quote, of rank and stinking savor. Eventually, though, Europeans got hungry and curious. The then very rare tomato was made available to rich Europeans, who quickly got sick and died from eating them, hence solidifying their reputation as, quote, the poison apple. But what European aristocrats didn't realize was that the fatalities of their rich friends weren't from tomatoes, but their choice of plate. 18th century European aristocracy ate off of fancy pewter plates, which are basically just lead slabs. Not so good. When tomatoes were served on these plates, the fruit's acidity literally sucked the highly toxic lead into the body of the porous tomato, turning it from vegetable to death wish. Over time, however, these deaths seem to have been forgotten, and English growers embraced the tomatoes, as did Italians. But the best European PR for the tomato? Pizza. In 1880s Naples, the tomato began to be a staple of Italian cuisine. Let's take a break. British colonists arrived back in America not being super into the tomato. Again, it was still widely thought of as deadly, just from the vague recollection of rich Europeans dying from eating them. British horticulturist Alexander Livington said in 1850 that the first tomatoes he ever encountered grew wild and were poison. Quote, even the hogs will not eat them. Still, tomatoes were slowly cultivated along the Atlantic coast and Mississippi River, gaining a foothold in the South. The Civil War was a game changer for the tomato. The fruit grew quickly and was easily canned and preserved. After the war, demand for canned products grew, and industrialization made the tomato the most canned product in America. Obviously, not poison. But even still, the beliefs that tomatoes are kinda deadly prevails. Well, in one way. Many believe the leaves and stalks of the plant, and not the fruit, are poisonous. This is not true, even though tomato plants give off a kind of spicy aroma, one that might be confused with danger. But no, setting the record straight, nothing about the tomato is harmful in any way. Unless it's to your ego, either by dodging one or speaking misinformation. Truly, the wholesome tomato, a staple in nearly all of America's diets, is still trying to shed its dark reputation.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.